gift to be with you. I know it's not technically house church, but it feels like house church. Y'all got a good thing going. I love this. Barbara mentioned, my name is Will, and I serve as the transition minister for the Diocese of Virginia. Don't panic. That is a joke that I am canonically obligated to make at every church that I preach at, because one of the great gifts that I have is to come into places that are feeling like they're at a little bit of a transition moment. And it doesn't necessarily mean about the priest, but it's a new vision or a new possibility ahead. And so it's fitting that I come on Trinity Sunday to be with you. And not just because it means that Barbara doesn't have to preach on these impenetrable readings. It's fine. I like an expository sermon, which means I need there to be a story for me to exposit, but instead we have Jesus giving doctrine, which, you know, I love. And again, I'm supposed to say that I love and. I and my partner were in New York yesterday for a wedding. We were at the Church of St. John the Divine, the cathedral in the city. Anyone been there? Yeah, it's an imposing space. They tell me that it's the longest church in the world, like longer from the front door to the back wall than St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. But that's not important to the story. I just like to brag on Anglican cathedrals from time to time. So we were there for a wedding. And the thing about weddings, as you all know, is that because the world is the way that it is, there is some rule written in that you are going to, no matter how like disconnected from the groom or the bride's family you are, there's going to be some strange connection somewhere in the wedding party. Whether that's, you know, your kids went to school together and you didn't even know each other at the time, or Lord knows what. And so it was that at the reception, I ran into a woman who lived just down the street from us when I was growing up. Had never met each other, never known each other. And, you know, a glass or two of rosé helps these stories to come out. And so we made the connection. And the thing about me is that if I start talking to someone who grew up in Spotsylvania County like I did, then slowly but surely, I'm going to code switch into Spotsylvania, or as we like to call it, Spotsyltucky accent. And the I's become ah, and out becomes out. And it just, you know, it happens all of a sudden. And my dear, wonderful partner said to me afterwards, who was that person who was speaking? And I said, oh, I mean, you heard her story. And he said, no, I was talking about you. Never heard him before. Here is why this is relevant, and not just because I like to do a little bit of stand-up comedy during sermons. This is relevant because we code switch when we talk to people in our lives. God does not code switch when God talks to us. That is the lesson of Trinity Sunday. That is the lesson of the doctrine of the Trinity. That God is who he says he is. And when God indwells in the Word made flesh, Jesus, that is the character of God. That is not God coming to be with us so that we're a little more comfortable dealing with the incredible eternity and immutability of God. No, Jesus is who God is. That character, that personality, that generosity and kindness of spirit, that willingness to look past fault, that willingness to speak with a little bit of an accent when we need it, to understand a little bit better. That is who God is. Now, a better sermon would just stop right there, because that's the point. But unfortunately, I'm still new at this, so I have to keep talking. You all will be fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it. One of the beautiful things about our tradition in the Episcopal Church is that we take that truth of the Trinity and we expand it outward. We take that simple truth that when God says, I am that I am, and when Jesus says, all that the Father has is mine, we pull that even further and we start naming ways where God is showing up with that same character, with that same voice. Because I know that it doesn't necessarily seem like it if you go to some Episcopal churches, but I feel it this morning that we are a charismatic church. We believe that the Holy Spirit is present when we gather together. We believe that character of God is present when we gather and sing and worship and love one another and serve our neighbor. That God means what God says when Jesus says, all that the Father has is mine. Which means that when we carry that same spirit out into the world, we are manifesting that same character of Jesus to the people we encounter. We are given the same opportunity to show that immutable love of God in their lives, in our lives, and beyond. And I think the most important aspect of what this truth means for us happens there, on this altar, on this table. If God is God is God, in all of the ways that God promises to show up, then when we say, when we repeat the words that Jesus says, this is my body, well, it means that that bread and that wine are coming to us with that same spirit, that same character, that same promise. When we come to meet the presence of God in the bread and in the wine, it is like when Nicodemus comes to Jesus late in the night and says, Lord, I need you. I need you to help me understand. That is what we do every Sunday. And what does God do for us? He shows up every time. Every time we ask with that same voice, with that same promise, all that the Father has is mine. And now all that the Father has is yours. I love it. It's so good. Amen.
The God. Let us stand.